I want to talk to you just a few minutes from Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I have just quoted to you the final invitation in the Bible, in the final chapter of the Bible. It was as if God said, before we close the book, let's try one more time. Let's send out one more call. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. You see in the very beginning, this is a book of final things. When you begin the book of Revelation, we're talking about the events of time. When we end the book of Revelation, we're talking about the events of eternity. This is a book of final things. When you open the Bible and you read the book of Genesis, Genesis means the beginnings. This is the book of beginnings. And in the book of beginnings, we see man starting out with life in fellowship with God. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He became a living soul. The devil came and lured him from life into death. He told man, you shall not surely die. You can eat this fruit and still live. God said, you shall surely die. So he lured man out of life into death. In the book of beginnings, in the book of final things, God is sending out a call to those who are in death. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. God is calling men out of death into life. So in the book of beginnings, Satan called men out of life into death. But in the book of final things, God is calling men out of death into life. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely, the Bible says. You know, I want you to notice who is active in this call. The Bible says that the Spirit says, come. The Spirit of God is active in this redemptive plan, calling men out of darkness into light, out of death into life. The Holy Ghost is active in this great plan. Spirit is saying, come. You read in the book of Genesis where the Spirit of God was active in the days of Noah, calling men in this day of rebellion. When God is about to wipe out men from the face of the earth, God said, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. Spirit of God was working then. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, and he said, this fulfills the prophecy of Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will have visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Upon my handmaidens and upon my servants, I'll pour out of my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. He said the sun would be darkened, the moon would be turned into blood, stars would fall from the heavens. And he said, it shall come to pass, saith the Lord, in those days it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Those days, last days. Last days when the Spirit is being poured out. Last days when whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the reason that the Spirit was poured out. Is because the Spirit was coming to this world to say, come. He's coming to woo men out of death into life. The Spirit says, come. But not only does the Spirit say, come, the Bride says, come. The Bride is the church of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5 tells us there that talking about husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. He talks about the family there, the relationship between the husband and wife. He says it's a picture of the relationship between Christ and the church. So the Spirit says come. The bride says come. In other words, there's a harmony between what the Spirit is doing and what the church is doing. Because it is the Spirit activating and empowering the church and gives to that church the message He wants that church to have. And this is the church's message. And come, for all things are now ready. So we're calling men out of death into life, out of darkness into light. This is the message of the church. Come, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And so we are part of that group of people who are echoing the call of the Spirit, come and take the water of life freely. He said, whosoever will. I'm sorry. He said, let him that heareth say, come. So when you've heard, when you've responded to the call, we have a responsibility to take that call to somebody else and say, look, we have found life. And you too can find life. And as Carl was testifying and they were singing that this morning, this is what really means to be a Christian. We have found life. Somebody said an evangelist is somebody, a beggar. One beggar sent another beggar, I found bread. You know, we have found life. We have found what our soul was searching for. It's our responsibility to tell somebody else where they can find it as well. Come, let him that heareth say, come. This is what the Spirit is saying. This is what the church is saying. This is what we're all supposed to be saying. We're supposed to be saying, come and take the water of life freely. You know, so many of the people in God's, in the church, are silent when we are supposed to be saying, come and take the water of life freely. God wants us who have heard to say, come to a world that don't know anything about Christ, that don't know about the Word of God. God wants us to say to them, come. This is the debt we owe to the world. Paul said, I'm a debtor to all men. The reason he's a debtor to all men is because he knows the truth. He realizes they're in darkness. He has the light, they're in darkness. He understands that he's been partaker of something so wonderful, he cannot keep it to himself. He must tell others, I'm a debtor to all men, he says. We must be like those lepers outside the city walls of Samaria when they're surrounded by the Assyrian army and they've been besieged for so long, there's no food inside. The lepers are outside the city walls and they're dying. They say, if we sit here, we die. If we go out to the enemy camp, we die. Let's just go out there and see. So they went out to the enemy camp, found it empty. Nobody was there. God had caused them to flee in the middle of the night. These lepers began helping themselves to the food and the riches they found in the tents of the Assyrian army. After a while, they come to themselves and said, hey, look, we do not well. There are people inside those walls starving to death. We must go tell them what we have found. So, my brother, it is with us who have gotten saved. We must not hide it. We must not keep it to ourselves. We must not put our light under a bushel. Let him that heareth say, come. The Spirit and the bride are saying, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I'm telling you, this is what God offers to every one of us this morning, is water of life. Something that satisfies the soul of a man. Oh, yes. Jesus said to that woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God and who it is talking to you, you would have asked of Him and He would have given to you living water that you'd not thirst again. The problem is that people are looking for satisfaction in all the wrong places. You know, one more thing. I got to have one more thing to make me happy. Got to have one more step up in a house. One more step up in a car. You know, got to have one more thing and I'm going to be happy. I'm telling you, it ain't in things that you find happiness. It's in Jesus. Jesus has said, come. and take of the water of life freely. This is the last invitation in the last book of the Bible. God wants us to come and take the water of life freely. It's the last invitation recorded. But I'm telling you, everybody's going to get their last invitation somewhere down the line in life. I have known people who have gotten their last invitation. I've heard people get up and testify after getting saved, "I got my last call." You ever heard anybody say that? Because the Spirit of God used to let them know that this is the last time that I'll be calling you. It's now or never. I've heard them get up and testify, "I got my last call." And I've seen a lot of them treat that carelessly too. That call carelessly. And acted like it didn't mean much after that. But I'm telling you, brother, it means something to get a call from God. And listen, one of these days, it will be our last call. I don't know that young man that died. We requested prayer for his family, 17 years old. But I'm telling you, brother, you don't have to be old to get your last call. You hear me? I said you don't have to be old to get your last call. There's been many a young person got their last call even in their teenage years. God called them and they would not respond to God. I'm going to give an altar call here, but you remember Sister Brother Rich talking here several years ago about preaching on hell. Two young men in that service, he went back to those two young men, invited them personally to come to the altar, and they laughed at him. And they said, "Brother Rich," they said, "how far is it to hell?" They went out of that building, got in a car, drove down the road about 2 miles, lost control of the car, ran into a tree, and died lost without God. They didn't realize they were only 2 miles from hell. And we don't realize this morning a lot of times how close we are. You understand? And the Spirit of God comes for the last time in everybody's life at some point and gives a final call. Now I'm going to tell you something. There have been people who have gotten religious after that. There have been people who have decided, and I've talked with people who are on their deathbed dying. They knew they didn't know God, but they were not concerned about finding God, even at the gates of eternity. You know why? Because the Spirit had given them their last call. And they were not feeling anything in their soul about calling on God, careless in the very hour of death. Brother, the Spirit of God is calling this morning, calling in this congregation, calling to hearts, calling to men and women, "Come, take the water of life freely. It's there for the asking. Come without money. Come without price. What I need to bring, preacher, just bring a hungry heart and a thirsty soul." And the Lord says, if we're hungry and thirsty, He'll satisfy the need of our hearts. Let's stand together this morning. While Sister Judy sings, is there anybody in this place tonight or this morning that would answer the call of God? The Spirit of God is saying, come. The Bride of Jesus is saying, come. He that heareth is saying, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It's an open invitation this morning. Whosoever will, if this is what you desire, you want everlasting life, you want to know Jesus for yourself, you want a taste of that water that gives everlasting life, everlasting satisfaction. The altars are open this morning. Don't treat the call of God lightly. Many a soul has gambled. I'll give another chance. You and lost. I'm telling you. Many a soul has gambled. I'll give another chance. And lost. Is this your day?
Is open now.
Is this your time? Is this your call?
Jesus says there is no other way. You may come and live forever. Enter while you may. Don't let that door of mercy close on you.
Time is swiftly passing. Life will soon be through. Don't let that door
of mercy close on you.
One reason we come to the house of God is this. Without God's Spirit to deal with us, we don't ordinarily think on eternal things. We don't normally think soberly about eternity, about the meaning of life. One reason we come to the house of God is because God wants to focus our attention on eternity. God wants to focus our attention on the important issues of life. And that's the reason you're here this morning, is because God wants to focus your attention on eternal things. Cause you to think on things the devil don't want you to think about. Cause you to consider things that Satan don't want you to consider. And I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, this is the most critical issue in your life today. Do you know Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Are you ready to meet God should you have to face Him before you get home today? Do you know Jesus? One more verse, Sister Judy.
Mercy's door is open now today. Jesus says
there is no other way.
Come and live forever.
Enter while you may.
Don't let that door
have mercy close
on me.
Don't let
that
door
have mercy
close
on
me. Don't let
that door have mercy
close
on me.
Time is swiftly passing. Life will soon be through.
Don't let that door of mercy close on you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this